Game 2 of 3 between the Phillies and Cardinals. Nick Pivetta would be squaring off against Carlos Martinez, looking to make it 4 straight games with at least 8 strikeouts. Here's Martinez in the top of the first.
Breaking ball, strike 3 called. Got him looking. Here's a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 3 strikeouts and 2 1/3 for Martinez. The pitch. Swung on and crushed. Deep right center field, and this ball is gone. Oh, it's off the wall. It just stays in at the top of the wall. Jurco jogging into second base. Both runners will score, and the Cardinals with a 2-0 lead. Martinez squaring to bunt, and the pitch is up and in. Goes right at his head. I think it hit the bat. It might have hit his hand. Martinez is down. He says it hit him in the hand, and it's his right hand. Well, we'll see. Martinez stays out there at first base for the time being. They've got a 4-0 lead and definitely threatening for more here as the bases are loaded. 1-1. Swung on and ripped. Right center field, a base hit. And it's going to roll all the way to the wall. This is likely to clear them off. Martinez around third. They do put up a stop sign. Carpenter flying around second. But he'll be able to get back there. He'll have to settle for a double and 2 runs batted in. And the Cardinals now have a 6-0 lead. 1-0. Swing and a ground ball hit to short. Diaz coming in. He gloves it, throws across, and the ball game's over. Complete game shutout for Carlos Martinez as he dominates the Phillies this afternoon.
It was all Cardinals today as they win 7-0. Carlos Martinez gets the win in his first career shutout. The Phillies are now riding a 4-game losing streak. After the loss to the Cardinals on Saturday, Nick Pivetta drops to 1-3. He would go 5 innings, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. Here's what he had to say.
Just need to get ahead of guys. It's just a lack of concentration maybe from time to time where, I mean, it's unacceptable to walk foul around 4 straight pitches. I mean, that just can't happen. It's one of those games. I could try to take some positive out of it. I had 4 good innings. 1 inning that was really bad that I really let the team down today, but I just got stuff to build on, and I'll keep going out there, learning from my mistakes, and then for next time going at it a better way and doing better next time.
You feel like you're close to where you want to be though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting there. I'm really working hard. I'm staying positive. I'm going to do better than this, and I know I can do this because I've done it every other level. And I've had flashes of it. So it's just getting ahead of guys, using my fastball and getting command and just being the pitcher that I know I am.
Did you sort of speed up there when you balked it?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the classic, just me just getting it. It's just sped up a little bit. And it really wasn't even that fast. I had runners on second and third, no outs. Those runs score, okay, I get out of it. We're only down by 2 runs. I mean, just in that situation where okay, he scores. Okay, now I got a guy on second. Now walk a guy, great. And then hits a double.
Right.
And then it just kind of balk. And then, I mean, that single to Fowler was unacceptable. I can't be throwing that pitch there. I mean, the intent there to strike him out was there, but the pitch location was really off. And that's just me being young and just not concentrating enough and letting the game get ahead of me too much instead of slowing it down and really knowing what I need to do. And I'll get better. I know I will. I need time and I need to just go about it a different way.
Pete McCannon and the Phillies unable to figure out the Cardinals on Saturday as they lose 7-0. Here's what McCannon had to say.
We've scored, 7 runs in the last 5 games, but I got to tell you, Martinez was tough today. He really pitched well. We didn't have much chance against him. He threw extremely well. Pivetta kind of came apart in that 4th inning. A couple walks, both of them basically scored. The balk, that's the second time he's balked. He's got stuff to be a real good pitcher. You know, it's all about consistency and being able to perform over 9 innings. I like his stuff. Freddie made a heck of a good play to his left. Pivetta, and couple positives. He picked 2 runners off the first base, which is pretty positive. And other than that, not a whole lot else for me to talk about.
From what you were assuming was Martinez really thrown 100 in the ninth inning? Or you think that?
I don't know. I looked up at it. I saw 100. I don't know if it was or not, but he certainly pitched well. I mean, he's got a good fastball.
What impressed you the most about him?
That he used, threw all his pitches for strikes and changed speeds and had that velocity late in the game. I was surprised he was on the ground. I thought it broke his wrist or something, and he was fine. That kind of surprised me.
It didn't look like it hit him. Well, yes,
maybe he was acting and it didn't hit him. I don't know.
Yeah. At what point, when you're watching him, are you thinking, he's on his A game? Early
on, you know, what happens is you look at a guy and we've seen it before where even some of our guys, they have one or two or three real good innings, and then, like Pavetta was really good first three innings, and then that fourth inning, walked the leadoff hitter, balked, another walk. It's hard to tell. Martinez was on his A game early on, but at the same time, you're waiting for that one inning where he's going to falter a little bit, and then he really never did.
Is all you can do is sort of hope that every fifth day Pavetta sort of learns from? Because it seems like
he's
taking his lumps here a little bit.
He's taking his lumps. This is his first exposure to the big leagues, and it's not easy. And he's learning quickly that you can't make a lot of mistakes at this level. We feel like he made advances in picking out those two runners, holding the runners, changing his holds, things like that. So every little bit is a positive that we can get out of it.
Does the control surprise you, given that it's been so impeccable in AAA?
Well, it doesn't surprise me necessarily, because once again, Jimmy, at this level, it's a whole different ball game. The guy gets here for the first time and he's in awe. It's not like he scatters the ball all over the place. Mm-hmm. He just misses. But what happens is, instead of letting their stuff play, they pitch a little bit more away from contact, and they're trying to make perfect pitches at this level instead of letting their stuff do the job. And I think that's what leads to a few more walks here.
Is it for, you might not have met what lineup he had out there today, but just to see the kind of momentum he had earlier this week seems to be gone now. You know, 4-game winning streak followed by the 4-game losing streak. Is that kind of tough to take, that you weren't able to keep the ball rolling a little bit longer?
You know, the entire season has been season of streaks, more losing than winning. But we have put six wins together earlier. We put four together, and that's the whole key to success here. You have to be consistent all the time, and when you've got consistency from your pitchers and your hitters give you quality at bats more often, then that's where you want to be.
Was Cesar available at all today if you needed him?
He was available, but we're gonna check him again tomorrow.
Okay. Is it possible that he goes on the DL?
Well, we got to check him tomorrow, Matt. We'll see.
The Phillies are now riding a 4-game losing streak. Series wraps up on Sunday. Aaron Nola will take the hill for the Phillies. He'll square off against Adam Wainwright.